Thank you. Simon Tov Kuf Peches Sif Aleph. So we're holding the beginning of Simon Tov Kuf Peal Tov Kuf Peches. I'm sorry, Tov Kuf Peches. Thank you. So Zman Tki Sharfer B'Yom Ulablai. It's a joke. Time of Kiyas Shofar is by daytime and not nighttime. But therefore, Mitzvah Samishas and Ezechama Ve'elach. Even though halachically we consider day from Amud HaShachar, but the Chachilo, we wait till Netzachama before we blow the Shofar. We talk of Mishamal Amud HaShachar Yotzel. And however you blew it already earlier, you Yotzel. If Shema mixes tchia kadam shalom muda shachar mixes achar shalom muda shachar lo yatsa. So if part of it was before, part of it was after, so part of it was not blown at the time of chiyuv, you're not yet say. Hagav im hoya shir tchia b'masha shama v'yaim. This barba simin tov kufay zayin. Sikvim that he brought two shitas. If we can use the end, which doesn't have a good beginning, as long as the end was long enough. Aleph. B'yamer le'belayla. D'chsi b'yamer tshua yelachem. It has to be by day. B'mnishachad ben hashmashas. If he didn't get to blow till after it was already ben hashmashas, yiska b'loy bracha. B'li bracha. So then you blow. It's safek yarm. So you blow, but you don't blow with a bracha because it's safek layla. If you blew me Allah Murashachar Yatsu, you mean I didn't show Allah Murashachar, your mama who look all the bar, make her din the raisa, it's daytime ready from Murashachar. If he's in a Kobakiyam by, that time is not very clear to people exactly when it is. So a person might mistakenly blow too early.
And we think Ben Hashmashas is Ben Hashmashas after the first day.
Yes.
Right.
Ben Hashmashas
is after the first day.
Right.
So in Mar Shach, it's either the first day or the second day. We hold 2 days after.
That's a good point.
It could be on the night time.
But if it's not that it's night time, you don't blow at night. So you miss the second day, but it's night time. Oh. Right, see, as you were saying?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We can't blow by a Muda Shah. Then it's yarm. But we're afraid a person will make a mistake and blow too early. Mm. So Chazal said, wait till Netzachama. That's something which is the Yambora Hulukal. That's something which is obvious to everybody. You don't need the whole sun to come up. As soon as the beginning of the sun comes up, that's sufficient. It calls that Mikra Adin Tara. So this is all the Raiser. That we blow from Amud HaShachar, we blow from Netzachama. Because our Masak in the blow by Musaf. Now, why do we blow by Musaf? What's the question? Lachar, we should say Zvim and Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Why do we wait till Musaf to blow the Shofar? When we get more time, the Shas Gzera, how you social, you school, you saw the Shofar. There was a time when they made a Gzera, the Klaiso can't blow. By Irvin Lahem, Koshe shows month for the Shacharis. They used to blow by Shacharis. And they would keep a spy there, an informer there, the whole time of Shacharis, to see if they blew or not. And never Chazar Masak and to blow it later. Okay? Umitam Zenir. And therefore, and they'll call you so. For many generations already, we wait. Since the tchias of the musaf, and we have to wait till later. Therefore, we blow the tchias to miyushev immediately prior. There shouldn't be a half second between, as opposed to blowing b'tchilas hayom, which is zizim makdim. Rather, the Musaf and Achikriyas Torah. Therefore, Vil Yachid Kela Atzmoy, Gamkein Yedatik Liska Acher Shalosh Shos, Larech, Keshet Gelsatiyah Meshosh, Tzibra Amdim Betkiyah. So, a person, let's say, in the hospital, wherever he is, he's blowing for himself. Tzidlachar shouldn't be bound by this sort, right? He should be able to blow whenever. He says, no, he should also wait till after 3 hours have passed. By then, some shuls already be holding at the time of Musaf. And then he's blowing at the same time that the Tzibra is blowing. So he introduces a new idea of Shosha Tzibra Toiken. There is no such a Musik by Echos Tefillah of Shosha Tzibra Mispalalim. So even a person can't daven with a minion, maybe daven at the same time as the Tzibra. So his Tefillahs are joining the Tefillahs of the Tzibra, which are coming at that point in time. So as much as the Kiyah, besides being exercised Kosev, the Kiyah is. It's Klai Yisrael doing tshuva and expressing himself back, coming close back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the different yanamas and various sets which take place at the time of Tekiyah. So,
take place
at the time of Tekiyah.
What take place?
All the other yanamas and various sets.
Other yanam.
Right, so all of those things, the person would want to include himself in the tzibra doing it at the same time. The Zaris says in one place, it says that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kareb sits on Kisei Din. Klai Yisrael blows the shofar. Rashim gets up from Kisei Din and moves to Kisei Rachamim. So you'd want to be part of that process. Okay. If a person blew.
Because there was a gezerah many, many, maybe hundreds, even thousands of years ago that's been gone for a long, long, long time, that's Daifa Tzuzim Machin and the Mitzvahs.
So, to take a look at the Shartzin and Hay. Rosh Hashanah Daf Lam Beis and Beis. First of all, the Baruch Hu Rud Avu Gav the Bishlato Botol Hashmad. Lo Yavdina Kedem Mikora Avu Pisha Zizim Makdim the Mitzvahs. We don't go back to the original state, even though it has the Milo of Zizim Makdim, which really should be referred. The Chashid and Shem Yachzor Dabur the Dekin Kulot. So. Chazal made this takana because of addressing an issue. They said, let's not remove it because we don't know when things are going to come back. And that's become takana's Chazal, so that's where we're at. Okay. Lo Yatsa, you Gimel.
So we heard. How do we know when you apply this idea of. Shem Yuzah had the Bible kill Kolala. I mean, we lay today, at the time of the laying was overdone, but we don't go back, we don't not lay because it might go back to what it was.
Okay, that I would answer because they were losing the whole mitzvah.
Right.
Over here, we're just losing the Milo Zizim Makdimon. Right. But you're right, the question is, you know, that's not going to answer all the cases. You know, when we apply it or not, I don't have a good feel on that. When yes and when no. Gimel lo yatsa the soif tkiya below tchila loy mehani velamidi. So if you heard part before and part afterwards, before Mudah Shachar and after Mudah Shachar, you're not yotze. Because it's not a good tkiya. Nowadays, listen, you know, that's when they're blowing. I mean, actually, you blow nine kardos. You blow tekiya. A middle sound and a tekiah again, three times. That's the dindarais. Nowadays you're blowing, we're saying, we don't know what the middle sound is. Is the middle sound what's called, we call a trua, what's called a shwarim, what's called a shwarim terua. So we blow all of the sounds in the middle because of the suffix. So you could say, I know that, and I argue that, you know, well, you will be answered this, you can be answered that, me suffix, so you, then you can have the first kia before partially before Amudah Shachar. No, even so not. What'll be at this point if it's part before and part afterwards? So we said lo yatsa. But if there was a shir kia in the second half, so he's probably simon tavkav esayin said gimel the vimashik sabn sham the ikir because every shalom can get b'chol gavin lo yatsa. So he brought two opinions in Tavkut Pei Zayin. But the Mishabura said that the Iker Pesach over here very strongly is that you can't do that. You can't split a tekiah. So the Iker didn't, you're not yotzei. The whole thing said is if that situation, you should hear bracha mi'at from somebody else. Okay.
Hear the bracha from someone else.
Okay. Now, the one is Amud HaShachar. So this is really a discussion before.
Hear the bracha from someone else.
Should, in that situation, if that be a person that heard. He has to hear 30 tekiahs. He only heard 29, plus the 30th was partially before and partially afterwards.
That's not it there.
Right, so he should go out there and blow it again. And what about bracha? You're suffic, you're yotze. So you can't make a bracha from yourself. On the other hand, said the kibbutz because they're not yotze. Well, you should get a bracha from somebody else.
Rabbi Rosen, mom.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. To Zimmerman.
Okay, now, so what is Amud HaShachar? So there's a machlokes about that. Amud HaShachar, the word Amud HaShachar sounds like that there's like a column, which means if you have the whole, you have your whole eastern horizon, the sun's going to come up, let's say, in the middle. So the first rays of light will be there, and then it'll spread out. Right, so that would be one understanding of Amud HaShachar, means that you have that first ray of light coming up in that one spot. So Mishabur Paz is not like that. Bir Lachver points out that he explained before, Simnon Chaz, that Amud HaShachar means Rishar Penei HaMizruch B'Lekodim. It has to be that the Penei HaMizruch is lit up. You're seeing light across the horizon on the east. So that first ray of light, which is before that, is not considered Amud HaShachar. That's still considered Lila. That's the Iker Pesach in most poskim. Okay. Beis Shoma Teisha Tkiyos B'Teisha Shos B'Yom Is Yotzi. You heard the nine. The Mikra and the Rashi. You have to hear nine sounds. You have to hear a Tkiyah, a middle sound, which we have a shell what that means, and a Tkiyah again. So whatever that middle sound is supposed to be, the Mor says if you would theoretically hear it, we blow it right one after the other. Even though there's a time lapse in between, as long as the order is correct, tekiah, middle sound, tekiah, even if it's overspread out over 9 hours, you'd be yotze. Even with 9 different people blowing the 9 different sounds, tekiah mizeh, betru mizeh, but tekiah mizeh, it's cut, you're yotze. Now, the yesh armrim, that's all very nice, as long as shaloy his fizik beneim bekol shefer shena royal boisuk baba. But in between, you heard another sound which doesn't belong there, so that's considered a hefzik. So theoretically, here's the tekiah again, so it can't be called as a hefzik, so you won't use the first tekiah, you use the second tekiah. Right? But if you're going to be needing to hear a shorim and you hear a teruah at that point in time, so you have a matinah tekiah and your shorim, this other sandwich doesn't belong there. So that's going to be a problem, according to this opinion. Hey, teisha tekiahs. Longer than the Gemara.
What are teruah between the tekiah and the shorim?
Correct. Longer than the Gemara. The Mor's lashon is 9 kerlus. For us, practically, this wouldn't be. We're not blowing 9 kerlos; we're blowing 30 kerlos. So that was Yotze B'Riyev. Im kiven lots, as long as they come out to be yotze with different sounds, he's yotze. Feel like he's yotze. He was like medibur bein time, even though he spoke in between, or he was masiyat das in between. He's still be yotze. Kasa mogan avram. The chol zeh b'shoshob einayim shalom ach masarnas. Now we find in many different areas a person, Randers was talking about yesterday. Person interrupts in the middle of Berachas Krishna. He sits there quietly. And he sits there, the time it would take to complete all of Birchas Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema together. So let's say takes a person 8 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes to say from beginning of Birchas Kriyas Shema till Shemoneh Esrei. From the beginning of Baruch Hashem Malkeinu Melech Haolam Yetzor Baruch Hashem until Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael takes him 7 minutes, and after some point in the middle he stops and he waits 8 minutes, 9 minutes. So he was shocked because the Ligmar is Kula. So that considered an interruption in the creation. So we differentiate over there between a case where it's due to an oneness or due to a person's own choice. And it's almost, at first glance, it seems counterintuitive. Then we say this: if a person chooses to interrupt and just sits there, it's not a hefsek. A person's forced to interrupt, it is a hefsek. So that sounds counterintuitive to some extent. I said, no, that's not the point. The point is, if a person's forced to interrupt, that's a real bona fide interruption. There's something forcing the separation. A person chooses, which means at any given moment he could change his mind and start doing it again. So it's under his control, it's not considered a hefsek. In an oneness, we discuss two types of oneness. There's an oneness which really means that the person is not roi. There's an oneness which is forced upon him, that he's forced to run away because there's listim coming to attack him. So that's not considered, again, it's not considered an intrinsic problem in the kriya. But a person became he needs to use the bathroom at the point where he shouldn't be davening anymore, or there's a smell which developed which doesn't allow you, or there's soya there, something which doesn't allow you to daven, that's something which makes the whole book not roy, so that's interruption which would not be acceptable. So we're also, my room says, Shabbi name Shlomach was on this, Haba Shabbi, he was Shabbi on this, Yim Shabbi, Fila Raka, Limerus, Kola Seder, Yaksu, the Rosh, Shabbi Seder, Yim Sakra, Mo, Haba Simon, Samachay, Ayan Shom. So it has two applications. A is, there's Klei Ligmar is cool. You have to go back to the beginning of all the Birchas Kriyas Shema, and we could argue. Over there, the Mishnah came out. If a person interrupts in between brachas, he finished from the beginning until Baruch Adonai Hashem Yetzer HaMaaretz, and then he was Shara Klei Ligmar is cool. He doesn't go back. He's in between brachas, so he just goes from there where he is. If he'd be in the middle of the bracha, you'd have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So if he didn't, he stopped. Before Or Chodesh, I'll see him to year, and he was in Klei Ligmar is cool, he goes back to Baruch Hashem and Klei Machlom Yitzar or Baruch Hashem. If he said two more lines, he stays where he is. So if a person was Shaya Klei Ligmar is cool, a Seder, it wasn't Klei Ligmar is cool, but the Seder that he's blowing right now, so he has to blow 30 Karlos. He has to blow the 9 Karlos of Tekiya, Shvarim Tekiya. 9 Karlos of Tekiya, Teruah Tekiya, and 12 Karlos of Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah Tekiya. Right? So the total amount is 30, and Shalimar's Kuloi is whatever it is. I'll tell you, it takes him 10 minutes. Kaligimar's Haseder, Tekiya, Shvarim Tekiya, it's only 9 Karlos. That would be shorter. So he says in that situation, a person was Shark Kaligimar's Kuloi, that Seder, you'd have to go back to the beginning of that Seder. Okay. So whether it's a machloikis, whether you have to make a bracha again or not. So obviously, that situation would you make a bracha? You know, Misafik, you would make a bracha. Now, what he deals over here is there a parallel? So, Gabi, the Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, you can't say Dabar Shabbat, you can't say, you can't daven, you can't learn when the person's not lucky. What about blowing a shofar? It's not learning Torah, it's not davening, it's blowing a shofar. So, is that true that the lack of nakiyas in the makom or in the person would make him not roy for the kiyas shayfa? Could be the whole argument over here needs to be clarified what the case is, because mehechadeta, that's something you can't, it's not a cover for the mitzvah. I go to the bathroom wearing a dalal kapas on my body. You say talis gola, which is made for tefillah specifically, so we don't take it to basic is. Telescope, we do. So it means we don't say that because a person is not lucky, he's not roy for any mitzvah. He's not roy for Torah and Tefillah. Because for Kiyas Shofar, why shouldn't he be roy? So he raises this question. What the law is. So he brings from the Mat Ephraim. The Ephraim says that no, it's a problem. The verse says, why is it a problem? But the tell you what the problem is. He says, because a person, Shastki, has to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah shetzivan Hashem Yisborah. So when he's thinking about that already, that's what he's thinking about the Torah. He's thinking about the mitzvah the Hashem gave us. So there's a here in the Torah at that point in time. And that's not acceptable if he's not knocking. And that'll be the problem. Okay. Okay. V'daf kishul hipsik zayin. Sir lehu dezeh gorem hezeh hadas v'sicha. A kol shofar acher is worse than speaking, worse than mimasech das. It's a different sound. T'vidin shiye trua b'emsel v'lefanel achra chada chada tkiya. You need tkiya, trua, tkiya. Shemar of kol acher is kalkulas enervi. But another sound comes in. It's just not what it's supposed to be. He didn't do it. But if he was listening, it would be like he blew it. Now, Samela, he blew it. So the Mishabur's lotion sounds like, let's say he had given him the dafka not to be yotze. So he's listening to Beryl, and Beryl blows the kia and has a halak of kavanas, and he waits half an hour before he blows the next thing, the sound. Meanwhile, and then the other minion, they're blowing. She says, I'm not going to be yotze with that. I mean, you're here with Beryl. Beryl has a halak of kavanas. He said, dafka kavana not to be yotze with other, so then it's not a hefse. It's only because he had kavana to be yotze. Let's say he was on set number three. So you already blew six kolos. The last three are not good. You have to really re-blow those three. I'm not going to tell you to make another bracha again because of the situation. Because this is machloikas already. So what sound does it have? Say Shana Roy Bosa Baba. Yes. Could go in German but Tashat Mishama Turua. So he's blowing Tkiya Shwarm Tkiya and you're in the sound of a Turua. Shama Batarat or Shama Shabor. Now that's the lotion of the Mechaber over here. But I will credit his schemu, the credit add. Okay, he brings a rich to Taz, the Rabbi, Pichodesh, and Hashalom. Not like the Labusha Magan of Rome. The few parts of Sagam Achabra, the Kamunzim and Tavkum Sadi, the Sef Chas, the Fila Hidbil Shwar Mash Turo, Te Pam and Havi Hapsik, who had been Mahaka Beshama, Shne Shwar Mash Te Truas, Zerach and Zerach, with Kiman Lotzis, Kam Gan Hit Master, Kola Shalosh Kerlis, with Tarak, he's Gemin Chodesh. So even your argument, because it wasn't a sandwich, belongs there. And what about a sandwich belongs there? Well, he blew tekiya, shvorim, tekiya. That's not acceptable either. Okay.
Now the shvorim trua, and then shvorim, and then trua. Those are all variations on which is the right sheet. That we don't
correct.
Know which one it is.
Correct.
I mean, theoretically, if we knew which one it is, we wouldn't be blowing all the others.
Correct.
Okay, so what happens if you accidentally switch and instead of doing Tekiya Shvam Teruah Tekiya, you do Tekiya Shvam Tekiya and then you do the next one Tekiya Shvam Teruah Tekiya? That should theoretically be okay because they
right,
are
the whole Seder is correct, right? The set is fine, right?
I mean, you know, even if you're doing them all, it shouldn't make that much of a difference other than confusing everybody who's listening to you.
Right, correct. No, be correct. You're correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Gimel. Shama teshet kiyas mitisha bnei yodam shetoka kulam keachod is lo yotze. Shein kam pshuta lefanah pshuta lachreah. The order has to be tkiya, other sound, tkiya. You can't have nine people and one guy's blowing tkiya, shorim, tkiya, you know. So you have nine people all blowing at the same time,
Numbers 1, 3, 4, and 6, and 7, and 9 are all blowing tekiyas. Numbers 2, 4, two, 5, and 8 are blowing shorums. Right? So
what happens if you have a whole bunch of people and everyone's doing it in the right order?
That's fine.
So it doesn't have to be one person.
Nothing one person. But you can't be doing asach, because that could be your answer.
Before, previously, if we said if it's trei kolis, it's not good because you can't distinguish.
Right. So
if you have a lot of people blowing the same sound, it shouldn't be good.
Well, so the case of the Ramah, we didn't get to that yet. The first case was that you had. I told you I could have nine people blowing different sounds, and that's acceptable. He says, but that's all of their in order. But if I tell you, if I have nine guys lined up, and he blows tekiah, he blows shorim, he blows tekiah, all at the same time, so I heard tekiah, shorim, tekiah, so that's not going to be answered.
Because you didn't hear anything.
Because, well, he argued because they're lacking an order. Order has to be tekiah, shorim, tekiah. Time-wise, it has to be kind of logical.
It's not the Indian. The problem is not trei kolli la mishdama, it's
right.
That you can hear. You can hear different ones at the same time, you said.
Right.
I think I said that, yes, sir.
Now, regards to the issue of trei kolli la mishdama, is the next case. V'imshnaim toku ke'echod kol ha-seder. Two people blew at the same time. So you have two guys standing there, both blowing tekiah together, shorim together, tekiah together, etc. He's going to say your yotze. I'm skipping the why. The yoyv daite el shefer. Chazal said that a person, because it's chaviv, a person over here will say trei kolli mishtamoy. So he said the problem before is when you had a kolli b'shefer, which is a kol posel, that's not acceptable. Now comes the Ramah adds a kanech. Feel echad taka b'chatzaitzrus. Even if one of the there's two people blowing, one's blowing a shefer, one's blowing a chatzaitzrus. So we say that he's focusing on the shofar sound and the trei kolli la mishdama doesn't apply.
Well, so, he's blocking out one sound.
So, and again, if it's so loud that you can't hear the other one, you're not yotze. But if you're able to hear both, just your problem is it's confusing. We say the person, the chavivus of the mitzvah shofar, he'll focus on the shofar sound and hear it. If you add together with the shofar sounds a sound which is the sound of a shofar, which is a sound which is posel, that's a problem. Because you don't say he's able to focus in on the kosher shofar sound versus the posel shofar sound. But a kol shofar versus a kol chatzaitzrus, he's able to focus in on the shofar sound, and that's accepted. So yesterday, the case where he was dealing with an echo of a shofar simultaneous with the shofar, that's a problem. But in regards to a kol chatzaitzrus together with a kol shofar, that's not a problem.
Yeah, but here he says a filler, which means that if you have two shofros,
for sure you heard it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's for sure good. We hold chavivus a trei kolli mishtamoy. The Mar says, "But Megillah, two people laying in Megillah at the same time, you heard it.
Right.
Two people laying in Sefer together, you're not heard it. Two people laying in Megillah together, you're heard it."
We actually know what chatzaitzrus are.
Trumpets.
Exactly what they look like.
The Ramah refers to it, I'm assuming he knew what they are.
Well, the Ramah talks about chatzaitzrus, whatever the chatzaitzrus were, but it was some type of a trumpet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly what the trumpet looked like. You go to the Mechon HaMikdash, they'll give you their picture of their version of what the trumpet looked like.
Whatever.
Okay. There's a Jewish Kreger about trei kolli mishtamoy. The Ramah says that normally trei kolli mishtamoy, but in case where it's chaviv to the person, so trei kolli mishtamoy. The Mor says by Purim, because the chavivus hanes, it's so exciting to the person, he'll be able to focus and hear the one person laning, even the two people laning simultaneously. Shofar comes once a year, the same thing. But the things which happen regularly, Kriyas HaTorah, which happens every regular basis, four times a week, doesn't have the same chavivus to the person, and he's not going to be able to focus. And so trei kolli is a problem. Kager has a tshuva. I mentioned this with the cholera epidemic. There was a cholera epidemic in Poznan, so he had a problem. He didn't have the way it's brought down in the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz. Kadesh, only one person says it one at a time. So people were getting a Kaddish once every 2 weeks. between all the different people who were saying Kaddish for the different, you know, people, parents who died, or children who died, etc. So it was obviously very, very difficult emotionally for people. So Kreger wrote a tshuva, which he felt he could say Kaddish simultaneously. He says, because since of the Chavivas, it'll be heard. He says, what's the Chavivas? The person's hearing it, he's hears Kaddish 15 times a day. It's not Chavivas to him. The Chavivas is the person who's saying it. The person saying it, because for a loved one who passed away, she says that the chiddush that chavivas allows it to be heard means, since I'm saying it with intensity, you'll hear it. Be chiddush or kaveger. Then you say trei kol mishnah moi. More says either the chavivi, more says yoyev died to be, I'll hear it. The pasuk means since it's chaviv to me, I'll be yoyev died to and I'll hear it. The chiddush over here, since it's chaviv to the other person, therefore I'll be yoyev died to hear it. That's a very big chiddush. That which we say Kaddish simultaneously is that is based on the truth for Kibbeger.
That's a good rabbi's drasha from Hayotzim and Alev Nachnasim.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Build the whole thing.
Yeah. For sure.
They built it definitely a 15-minute speech for sure.
Yeah. At least.
So to be cynical, if somebody in shul said, I can't hear the laying because everybody around me is traveling away, we were suspicious about this guy. He's not focusing on the laying.
I always had suspicions about that.
So you're saying that from now on, when people are talking during laying, the guy's trying to listen. The guy trying to listen shouldn't say anything, because then it'll cast aspersions on himself.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. I just wanted to clarify what your point was. Okay, I hear that.
Thank you. Very good insight.
Tess, Shetagu Kulim Kachod. The more already said it's not chavv to people. That's what the Kiddush. The more says that you don't say Trei Kalim Mishtamoy by Kriyas HaTorah. The more says by Chavit, by Megillah, you do. By Kriyas HaTorah, you don't. The more already recognize the problem that people don't find Kriyas HaTorah so exciting. Test. And what he said, Bedavra Acher, all you did was blowing the kerlis wrong. That's not a hefsek. In other words, the same way when you say the bracha of Yishmael Kol Shofar, and the first sound which comes out wrong, it's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. So this is all part of the process of the mitzvah, is to try and blow the shofar properly. V'yesh v'sharmen al kaponim yidei kia achas yotza, tarak lahashim alea shmona kerlis mitru v'elech. So do we say he gets credit for one? So since we say the person by tkiya, it's chavim, and a person is yoyev daita and shemeya, so he'll be yoyev daita and hear the tkiya. Problem is it doesn't. So the problem isn't that you can't hear the sounds, right? The problem is that they're not in the right order chronologically. But the first sound, at least, that you're supposed to blow, you heard. So that's the first shita. The second shita is a Rambam, and the Shartim points out he's not sure what the pshat in the Rambam is. He says, "Tam enim avur lachar." The pshat in the Rambam doesn't seem to be so clear. Why it should be true?
What do you mean by?
So he says, "Efshalom, Shartzin, and Sayutes." Efshalom, Batam, Rambam. Tina should say, "Takiachas of Neitru." The point is, the problem is, since there's a true at the same time, you have the takiah before the true, but you don't have that either. Yeah, there'll be another true afterwards, but right now, this takiah wasn't before a true; it was at the same time as a true. Okay.
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 The kiyas and the trua were blowing
all the same time. Yeah. You have a feel like echad talk about chatzaytush. Avagav the kelus mishunim. It's different sounds.
Yotze. Vavagav the whole Malkam reading the Shrek Kalol the Mishnah Moi. I only have a simon kuf amala by Kriyas Atero. Shehachas Shu mitzvah bar this man. Vechaviv alei. Kriyav day tei lishma yop. That's a gemara. Okay. Now, Yesh Armim, this halacha that we say is Yerv Daite. No, I skipped. So we have one person blowing Tkiruah, through Tkiah, next person blowing at the same time Tkiruah, through Tkiah, Tkiah. So you have three people blowing Tkiah, Tkiruah, Tkiah. Yesh Armim, Shiyatim, and Shimiyasim, and Shum, and Shtisha Kurlis. Give the trade curling, Mishnamoy, Gabi Shoifer. So the point was there has to be an order. The order has to be Tkia Tru Tkia. Well, that's that you heard. And you heard Tkia Tru Tkia three times. Mishum Shoshama call it Gimel Tarat Vamechot and Makvedit. Look, Kapitina Rak Shishma Tkia Lefanel Tkia Melacharel. The issue was the order of Tkia Tru Tkia. That you did. I didn't say the issue was Tkia Tru Tkia Tru Tkia. I didn't say you have to have all nine in order. I said you have to have three in order. The crew of Mamsa Hoshama, Kedo Dinlin, Shatakan, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, Shamoy Som, Shashamari Onam, Shkolakh, Shtaka Kasader, Shirza Kolakias, Shmiyosu, Basakas. Isherman, no, I feel a Besherper ain't trade calling Mr. Moy. Kedo says, Mr. Stay, well, Yotel, Ham, Echas, Mehem, Rela Hakam, Miss Arazu, and Vera Deazu, Mirlok. So, is the issue I take trade calling Mr. Moy, but it's Khaviva, doesn't mean I can focus on both. It means I can pick out one of the two and focus on it. So Nafkamin is over here. Can you get it with both people blowing? So if you tell me I focus on both, I heard nine Carlos. Tell me I only focus on one. I heard three Carlos. I can't focus on the other two. So that's not going to be acceptable. What time is it?
8:22.
8:22. Let's stop here. Okay. So tomorrow.